If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. And today I'm doing something very different. I'm standing up during the whole episode.
You are not going to be doing all that because
why?
It's going to like make me dizzy.
Why? Just because I'm standing?
Yeah, because you know what you do? It's like if you got to go pee or something like that and you just...
Yo, Yodi is on different. I wish you guys...
No, this is the cool thing about audio episodes. You can do whatever you want to do because nobody can see you.
I mean... I wouldn't say on the video episodes I'm particularly like wanting to do anything except just sit down.
Oh, I am.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and stand. I, for one, am kind of like almost laying down because I made the mistake of going too long without food. We kind of had a random breakfast. Like, we didn't really have breakfast.
What did you have for breakfast? Because I feel
we shared a ham and cheese baguette.
Okay, we went on a nice walk this morning.
Yeah, we went on a nice morning walk. It was the sun was out this morning.
The sun was out. So anytime the sun is out, I want to do that more often. When we start today, I don't want to look at screens. I don't want to like get on the work. I just want to go outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we ran into a beautiful couple earlier today. If you're listening, shout out to you. It was nice chatting.
Yes.
At the park. And then what did we do? We came home.
Well, we sat on the bench. We got the sandwich and we were eating it.
The sandwich is kind of hard. It was kind of hard.
Yeah, the baguette like low key kind of hurts my mouth.
Like the corner.
But then
was...
after you chew it for a while, the flavor gets good.
Chew it for a while. I never want to chew for a while.
Well, like the baguette is so crunchy. You know, it's like I hate eating bread and a sandwich where the bite like hurts the top of your mouth, the roof of your mouth.
My food never goes up there. How do you eat?
What you mean? The roof of your mouth is like right here.
Yeah, like the food never touches that for me.
Well, I'd be taking big bites, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's no way it doesn't touch. It's like right at your teeth.
But it doesn't touch enough for it to hurt it.
Basically, what ended up happening is we didn't really have a proper breakfast and I kind of forgot. And then I had a meeting. So I went into the city. I had a meeting. Shout out to Selena.
Do you want to speak up a little bit? I feel like you're.
No, people can hear me.
Okay.
If you're listening to this right now, it was a lovely meeting.
Shout out to
you.
Selena.
I hope that's... I actually didn't ask her in the moment how to say her name. I'm just assuming.
It's probably Selena.
No, it's S-A-L-E-N-A.
Yeah, that's Selena.
Yeah, so...
I don't know.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, Hi. I'm recording this right after we met. But after I had a meeting with her.
How was the city? What was the vibe?
You know? No, the vibe was great, which like made me not mind having to be like outside, even though it was cold in the morning. It was like 40-ish degrees, but then it got a little bit warmer. And yeah, it was lovely. So that's why I went to, we're leaving for a trip.
I think we can tell them where we're going.
Yeah. I was about to.
No, because you love to do this thing where we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have to see on the gram, like, nah,
nobody cares. We're going to Scotland.
Scotland.
I know we just got back from Mexico, but then the Scotland trip is a work trip. It's not just like us wanting to leave again. And also Scotland isn't like a hot place. If anything, it might be colder, if not as cold as it is in New York right now.
I thought you meant like hot place as in like a hot destination.
No, not like a popular. It is a very popular destination.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Especially like the Highlands where we're going to go in the countryside is very popular.
I never thought about going there or that I would ever be there, but I'm very excited because I feel like it's something very different.
I know it's going to be such an experience. It's going to be very beautiful. We're going to have some good content for you guys chat about.
I thought you were about to say we're going to have some good whiskey.
I mean, that too. And I think it's scotch.
Okay.
Like any whiskey that's made in Scotland is technically scotch. That's why it's called scotch.
You ever had
Scotland. Any? Scotch specifically, no. I'm not really a big whiskey drinker, we are going on two whiskey like tours.
Yeah, I'm not a big drinker in general, but I am. But I mean, you're going to Scotland, you got to try that. You have to.
Yeah. But
do we have any listeners from Scotland? I've actually never seen anybody say anything about Scotland. We'll have to look into our demographic and see.
Yeah, if you're from Scotland,
let us know.
Comment down below. But I'm very excited. We're going to be there for about 8 days, and it's going to be a really fun trip, especially because we're going to be in the city and in the country.
We're going to be
in
the city.
Our next episode will be another on-location episode coming straight from Scotland.
You're down to do that, actually.
Yeah. Since people liked the Mexico one when we were in Mexico City, then we just got to bring the mics, and we'll do a nice little on-the-fly recording. It's going to be good.
So that means that would be the last episode of the season.
No, we have one more after that.
No, this is 198.
This is 198. So there's 199 and then 200 is going to be
perfect. Perfect. Okay, cool.
Yeah. But I say all that to say that I had to go get a waterproof jacket because all of my jackets are not waterproof. So I kind of use that as an excuse to get sort of a nice rain jacket. I was looking at the Arc'teryx ones, but those are insane. Like, why are they $400?
I don't know.
They are really nice, though.
Yeah, if anybody's working there and you're listening to this, let's hit us up. Let's do something. Because you guys, those prices are actually, like, the other day, I think it was the last time we went there together, and we were looking at this thin jacket.
Yeah, they're all thin.
$700.
Yeah.
Like, actually, what is in it?
Yeah, I don't know. That was a ski jacket, so it wasn't thin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It had like some insulation and stuff. This one was just strictly a rain jacket, like a rain shell.
How much was it?
It was $400.
God damn.
And it was really nice though. Like after looking at, I didn't get that one.
Wait, did you send me a picture of it or no?
No.
Oh.
The crazy thing is you can't even try it on because they have this like security wire that goes through all the jackets. So you can't like snatch it.
But you could do the other ones.
Yeah, I could try all the other ones. I'm like, I think you're supposed to ask someone to take it off the thing for you.
Oh, that's so extra.
So you could try it on. It's really extra. That's so I didn't even try it on because I also knew that if I were to try it on, it was going to ruin all the other jackets for me. So I ended up going with like an REI brand jacket, which I still really like.
REI is really nice.
I mean, it's like kind of like buying the...
No, they have
REI
nice...
branded jacket is not like cool.
It's not about you make it cool.
Yeah, that's like, true. I'm excited to wear it.
Yeah, my ski jacket. I mean, my ski jacket is from Colombia.
Yeah.
But my ski
pants
are from REI.
Yeah.
And they're really nice. I think I make them cool.
You do. You know what I mean? I do think there's it's really interesting, like the whole Gorp core, hike core, aesthetic, mm-hmm. especially like fashion, is really interesting. I never really tapped into that.
I kind of like it,
and I'm excited to put together some Gorpcore-ish.
What do you call it?
Gorpcore.
Gorpcore.
Yeah, you know, like Gore-Tex uh-huh. is like the waterproof.
Yeah, I know that material. Part.
So then Gore Corp.
Yeah.
Is like the style of wearing that sort of outfit of like swishy pants,
I do
swishy
like that a
jackets,
lot.
A lot of Arc'teryx, a lot of like bandana with like sporty sunglasses, and
I like
that type of style. It's called Gorpcore.
Okay, wow, I was into it without even knowing what it's called.
Yeah, but you don't really wear that type of stuff, though.
Well, all my Supreme stuff, like my Supreme jacket that I wear all the time, the black one, that could be...
You would wear that with like, the pants also have to fit that vibe. Like, Gorpcore is gone once you put on jeans.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I am, but I know what you're saying.
But, I mean, maybe not, though, because if I wore the new jacket that I got with jeans, technically it's still considered Gorpcore, because normally you wouldn't wear... like a rain jacket as like a stylish thing.
Gorpcore. I don't know why I can't like my mouth can't say it right.
Gorp.
Gorpcore.
Yeah, core is like core, like it's like core of something.
English is one of those languages when I remember when I was learning, there's just some words even today that I just can't, like my mouth doesn't move that way.
Yeah, like.
Like I can't, like for example, saying the word
there it goes.
World, I can't say world, like the whole world, right? It sounds like I'm really focused when I'm saying world.
World.
Yeah, it's always like the R and the L's. If you're out there learning English, maybe you feel me, but it's that. There's many other words
girl.
Like that.
Girl.
Girl. For some reason, I say girl.
Yeah, you say girl.
Like, I don't even pronounce the L.
Yeah.
It's just like G-R. G-I-R. G-R.
There are a few words that do get you. I'm a little bit scared when we're gonna be in Scotland. I'm gonna be you. I thought that the city Edinburgh. I thought it's like you only say it like that if you're speaking, you know, like English from the UK.
Edinburgh. Okay.
But so then I thought, like, if you're speaking, you know, American from the U.S.
What are you saying?
American from the U.S. If you're speaking English from the U.S.
Okay.
You would be saying Edinburgh.
Oh, I thought it was Edinburgh. Okay. So, but it's not.
But it's not. Nobody says Edinburgh. Even if you're speaking American English, you should say Edinburgh. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Okay.
Edinburgh.
Just say
I don't know why anytime I say Edinburgh, it sounds like I'm making fun of the accent.
No, I don't think so. Because you don't even put like any sauce on it. You should say Edinburgh.
Like I feel like I have, in my mind, I'm putting sauce on it.
How? Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
No.
But when it's spelled with an R-G-H, Edinburgh.
I want to hear someone from there say it. And also, I know there's like a whole different accent. Like it's not the UK accent.
In Scotland, yeah, it's a whole different accent. Yeah. I think it's going to be a little bit hard to understand sometimes.
I think it might be.
Because it's not like a British sounding.
Yeah.
Like what we're used to.
I've been obsessed with saying in it at the end of almost everything I say.
Yeah, but the way you say it, it sounds like you're saying in it.
No, in it. Like.
No, ain't like, it is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I know. But the way they say it is just I-N-N-I-T. In it.
So yeah, but it sounds like you're just saying in it. And that's like, in what?
No, but that's how you say it.
Yeah, but because you don't have the accent, you're saying straight up in it. Yoni's been listening to a lot of Central C.
Shout out to Central C in case you're listening to this. Listen, check your DMs, bro, okay? I sent you a mail. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't.
You find an email.
I like
you
Central
find
C.
a DM from Yoni that says something like...
in it.
No, it says something like, I'm a big fan, bro. What is it about guys? I remember seeing this online that is like you go in your boyfriend's DMs or something and you see that he DM'd like, I don't know.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake with like, happy birthday, bro.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's like, like, why did you DM him happy birthday?
I have never DM'd a celebrity happy birthday. Are you crazy?
I just think it's funny.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Have you ever DM'd a celebrity just period?
No.
Like, what would you even say and what's the point?
Yeah, what is the point?
I think I DM'd some celebrities in the past.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you want to ask me who?
I don't care that much, to be honest.
Okay, but maybe the listeners want to know who I DM'd.
Okay, do you remember who you DM'd? Do you want to just tell us? I don't need to answer you. It's clear that you want to just tell us who you
Back
DM'd.
Back in the day, I DM'd Amber Rose on Instagram.
We've heard this story, man.
I DM'd like a few basketball players that I wanted to like shoot for. Like,
what about Wiz Khalifa? I feel like you DM'd.
I never, no, even though like me and Wiz Khalifa really could be friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a few celebrities that I feel like we could really be friends.
I mean, yeah, Yoni has this like delusional thing that he thinks he could be best friends with Cole.
No, let me tell
he
you.
He thinks he could be best friends with Tyler, the Creator, which I see that one.
Okay.
Who else? You could be best friends with...
You don't have
with...
to say best friends, though. Like,
okay, you could be besties. Is that better?
Honestly, I think me and Justin Bieber could be really good friends.
I see that, yeah. You and Justin.
But, you know, celebrities, like, I don't look at them like they're just regular people. You know, they just have this job that everybody knows. But I don't look at them like, oh, my God, you're like a, you're above.
Yeah, they're whatever, just really you know rich. I mean?
They're just
yeah.
like really rich and really famous, which kind of makes you a little different than us. But
yeah, so they're not like us.
Yeah, but anyways, today's episode was just about, it was kind of about a topic that we talked about, but I think I kind of like to just talk about random shit that's on my mind.
You know,
right
my
now.
Strategy with today's episode was that eventually we would get to the topic without eventually. Letting people know what the topic is. And it's just like,
yeah,
let's talk about it, you know, but now you made it. You made it a thing. So I guess we'll just get into it. Well, I can connect it to.
Well, what happened after REI? You went, oh, you yeah. find a jacket.
Let me tell you what I did today, you guys. So after REI, I spent like probably an hour and a half in there looking at
It was like 2 hours.
Yeah. I was trying all the jackets, ended up setting set.
Take your time.
Babe. Ended up settling onto one.
The reason why I wanted you to get the orange jacket is because I was just envisioning, this is purely selfishly from my own creative mind. I was thinking, because she sent me a photo of a bright orange jacket and then like a black one and a navy one, right?
I mean, the blue one is a navy. It's kind of like a green, blue, like turquoise color.
Yeah. And they're all great jackets. They all fit you really well. What size was that?
Medium.
Oh,
I was talking to the guy there and I was telling him how, like, do people usually size up in these? Because I had a whole sweater on and I'm thinking it's going to be cold. And the point of this is to be a shell that you can put on top of, you know, like a something else underneath. Okay. So I ended up getting a medium sized, waterproof, windproof jacket yeah. from REI. I wish I could tell you. It's like a 3-layer jacket.
Yeah, I still have to see it. It's in the bag somewhere. Yeah. But
I ended up getting the blue color.
Nice. So the reason why I wanted you to get the orange one is because I knew that I would be taking a lot of photos. And for some reason, especially when we're like in the highlands.
Yeah, like the countryside.
I think it's going to, because it is kind of going to be like a, moody, like mm-hmm. gray,
yeah, you want
overcast,
to have that
right? So, and I'm also envisioning a lot of grass and greenery,
yeah,
in the background with, like, for some reason, like some animals, like cows.
You
only think
you're gonna be just like on a set,
right? But then you in the middle of the frame or wherever with like a pop of orange in a setting like that just looks really, really nice.
I agree, but
that's why when you asked me for the colors, I was just like, get the orange one.
Yeah. I also asked my mom and my sister and they said the blue one.
Oh,
and
you asked them? You yeah. asked them too? I thought yeah. that was the only special one.
No.
No. Okay.
And I went with the blue just because, like, if I'm going to buy this jacket, you know, and invest in just having a good quality, like, rain jacket, I wanted to get a color that I won't get tired of. And it's like the orange I will get tired of for sure.
Yeah. Like when you go shopping for something for a specific trip that you don't usually make, you kind of want to get something that you could wear when you're back home.
Yeah. I want to wear it again. It's like, this is a jacket that I could definitely wear like in a gorpcore type of way.
You know what?
In a gorpcore type of way. And yeah, wear it with like, it looked really nice with the jeans that I'm wearing right now. And yeah, and I'm also like, anytime I go into REI, I'm just, something in me happens and I'm like, I wish Like, I kind of want to get into this. You know, I want to get into this, like, outdoorsy, like, let me get my gear together and go on an expedition.
Like, go somewhere and just, like, get dirty, you know?
Yeah, just, like, let's be cold. Let's, like...
No, I don't know about being cold. I don't know about being cold, but I'm down to get dirty.
Like, let's have a bunch. Let's have, like, a thermos with coffee. And it's the type of thermos that the lid is a cup.
No, I don't want to be cold. I want to do all that, but not being cold. Like,
okay, it doesn't have to be cold. We can be, it can start off like a little chilly, but then through our, you know, journey, we take our jacket off and then you have like your bandana on your head. You have your backpack on your back.
But my main thing about that is that I have to get some mud on my pants, my shoes, something about that.
Yeah, I don't really care about that necessarily. I just want to see like really nice views and I want to eat like food that I packed in like a little Tupperware in my backpack.
I just don't want to care about my clothes getting dirty.
Okay, you don't have to.
Yeah, so for people who don't know what REI is, it's a big store that's all about outdoorsy stuff. So skiing, hiking, cycling even.
Yeah, they replaced all the hiking gear. I mean, all the ski gear that was there through the winter now is gone. And yeah, like seasonally, obviously they changed. So now it's all like a bunch of bikes.
I need to go over there.
And cycling gear.
Allie texted me. She was like, this is all cycling gear. You need to come back.
Yeah. Here, so. If you want to go camping, if you want to go, like they have tents, they have so much stuff. It's like kind of sports, but specifically outdoorsy sports.
I feel like I could really get into that at some point.
I want to get into it. I want to go to like a really beautiful, like the Scotland trip. If we were going, it happens that we are going at the end of March. So the weather is going to be a little iffy. I think in general, the weather is not the greatest.
Yeah.
Even in the summer, the weather can change quite drastically, it seems. But I think this will be our first taste of sort of, even though we're not doing any big, like, we're not doing like a backpacking trip or anything. It would be a good experience to just, you know, like have a car, have like snacks in the car, have all of our swooshy like clothing on and just see some beautiful, beautiful sights, you know?
I'm so excited for this. I'm smiling the whole time you're saying it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I am a little nervous.
For the driving, right?
For the driving. I know you guys drive on the left side of the road, but I wonder if the car that we'll get, is it going to be on the right side, like the steering wheel?
I kept saying I'm going to ask them and I forgot.
And we also have to make sure that the car is automatic, because if we get there and they give us the key and the car is not, I'm sorry guys, I don't drive manual. I never learned. I never had to learn, because the first time I ever drove was in America. And then, you know, you everything is automatic here. Unless you specifically want to learn manual. So
they didn't ask me. So I would be really like, I would be really...
disappointed.
No, I would be really surprised if they... Like they asked me about so many other things when they booked all this. And I would be surprised if they didn't ask. If they would have just assumed that you know how to drive a manual.
I would honestly say that's a pretty bad assumption. But driving on the left side of the road, I don't think that's going to be a big deal. I just got to get used to turning. Like you always turn closer to you. Like if we're turning left, stay on the left side, right? Because I'm used to turning left. Like here, when you turn left, you go to the right side of the next lane.
When you turn left, you go to the... Oh, that's so trippy.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But I'm very excited about driving. If anybody has any tips about...
I mean, got to get comfortable with it. There's no tips.
That's it. Like, what tips?
Just take your time.
Just watch the road, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, after I went to REI... I also tried on some hiking shoes, but then I was like, I'm doing too much. I don't need that. Like, I'm okay.
Like, that shoe was like $200.
Yeah, it was like $200 for just shoes.
For something that you're not really... What did I say in the text I sent you?
I can't remember.
I said, you're not really about that life.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not really that into hiking to get that. And also, I have, like, my Salomons that I've had for... Yeah, I just wish that I knew that they made them in a waterproof version, so I would have just bought the waterproof version.
They do, right?
Yeah, but
we can go to Salomon today after this and check it out.
Maybe I'll sell mine and get like at one point upgrade to the same, like I just like the black ones, but get them waterproof. So at least I know like that my feet won't get wet. But yeah, and then after REI, I was so hungry. So I asked Yoni if he wanted me to pick up lunch, and I got this bowl, which if you don't know, it's a lunch place from Australia that opened in New York maybe 1 or 2 years
ago. It's so good. Shout out to Australia. Honestly, you guys, I don't know if, well, it's pretty, I feel like it's a popular chain restaurant.
Well, I mean, saying it's a chain gives it kind of like a bad vibe, but why? It's, well, in general, a chain to me, it's not something that sounds good.
I know, but see,
this it has multiple locations. I wouldn't say it's a chain though. Okay. Like I would call McDonald's, Starbucks, that's a chain.
Okay, but I just want to say, just because something is a chain doesn't make it not good.
Debatable. Let us know in the comments what you think. If you think, if a place is a chain, does that make it slightly less good?
Absolutely not. Have you ever had Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's fine.
Oh my God. Now you're just fighting against
okay,
it.
Okay, what's like, another just, chain that you would say is like fine?
McDonald's French fries.
Okay. McDonald's is
some of the best in the game.
Good, it's not a good chain, babe.
Well, it's the most popular and successful chain.
Okay. And then, so I went to this bowl. I got, if you ever go, if you're in New York, they're opening, there are several locations, but the one I went to is in NoHo. And the OG bowl with salmon is really, really good. So we got that. And then I came back home.
Inhaled that shit
in
2 minutes.
And I inhaled that bowl in probably like 7 minutes. And it's a big bowl too. Like I also, if I would have taken my time, I would have realized that I'm already full and I shouldn't eat anymore because like I'm not hungry, but because I was eating it so fast, my stomach didn't have enough time to, you know, signal my brain, you're good. So I ate the entire thing. And now the reason why I'm telling you the story is because I was saying Yoni was standing up. I am kind of laying down because I am so full. I'm like uncomfortably full.
That's okay. That's fine. But I do want to get into today's episode, which is about how come we are not tired of being around each other, literally 24/7, I would say.
Yeah, I was, when I was having my meeting with Selena and we were talking about different things, I was saying how you and I literally, like, will go days from waking up to making breakfast to working to, like, the only time that we are not together is when I go to the gym.
And you were telling her that?
Yeah, I was just saying how, I don't remember what the context of the conversation was.
Why are you talking about me?
Because
no, it's true. So I sometimes just wonder if other couples also can do this, for one, and then two, maybe sometimes, because I totally understand when people need space from each other, no matter how long you've been in a relationship, no matter if you're married or just together or madly in love, I understand the concept of I need alone time. Mm-hmm. And we do have alone time.
Yeah, but we have alone time while being in the same place.
But our alone time could literally be in the same room. We might just not talk. Like when we say we're together all the time, it's not like we're just podcasting the whole time talking.
Yeah. Like no. we'll go for hours without interacting with each other.
But we're still around each other. Like our energies.
Yeah. We're in the same room.
Connected.
We're in the same room.
So like what's happening?
We don't really get to, and it's funny that when was it yesterday? Oh yeah, yesterday I went to a work dinner and it's like the first time, I haven't really been to any events or anything. And it was really nice to go outside and like meet some people and be a little social. But it was funny because we are just so used to being together all the time that especially it is quite rare to have several hours being at home by yourself.
I experienced that when you left yesterday. And I must say,
tell me.
It was nice.
but it wasn't nice because I wasn't there. There is something, even though we really like being together and sharing our time and our space together, and I never specifically feel like I wish I had the apartment to myself, but something does happen when your partner leaves and like there you get the apartment to yourself for several hours. That
how do you feel?
Feels like freeing. Mm-hmm. Because even though I basically am doing the same things that I would have done if you were at home, knowing that I really have the space to myself,
mm-hmm.
something changes, and I can't really explain what it is.
Yeah, something changes. Yesterday I was thinking like I can do, not that I can't do something when you're here.
Yeah.
But when you're by yourself, I can play music on this new speaker that we have.
Without me saying, turn it down.
Without you saying, babe, can you turn it down? Babe, can you turn the bass down? Babe, can you change the song? Babe, that song again? Like, I don't hear none of that.
I mean,
I just play some shit on repeat as loud as, you know how nice that feels? So that's the nice part about it. And then I was just like, what else can I do? I can record an episode right now if I want to.
Oh,
just
my God.
Drop a solo episode, you know. I can watch whatever I want on TV. So that's the only part that I do like about it. But then there was a moment where there's always like, after a few hours, you're like, okay, cool. Let me check on my partner. See, let me check on my baby, see if she's good, you know. So then I would text you. I would be like, hey, everything good? Because, you know, you never know what the other person is doing. Meanwhile, you are in a whole different setting, mingling, chatting. So tell us about how did that dinner go? And were you ever like, okay, I'm ready to go home now?
No, honestly, it was like a really, it was really a good event for me to choose to go to after not having gone to events pretty much this entire winter. Because I, from my own experience, and just like, I've become a little bit more selective with the events that I go to, just because they do take quite, not a lot of time, but like getting ready, getting to the event, then, you know, it's like seeing what the vibes are, finding someone to talk to.
That's where the energy is drained. Like finding.
The energy is drained the entire time because honestly, most events, if it's a mingling type of event, I already don't want to go. But then if it's a brand that I really like, then I'm like, okay, let me use this opportunity to kind of like make a connection with the brand, show that I'm interested in their brand, stuff like that. This is kind of like the point of these type of events. And that doesn't really happen if it's a mingling setup. But the reason why I was excited to go and chose to go to this dinner is because it was a dinner. And it was also very specific to like a product and a message. And they also had, it was set up in a way that it was kind of planned. Like the evening had not necessarily a clear itinerary, but it was kind of like, okay, everybody gather here. We're going to watch this like kind of promotional video trailer for this documentary.
How long was that trailer?
I mean, it was like kind of a discussion and then they played the trailer. The trailer is only like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And then we talked about it. We asked questions about the different things. No, because I happened to, before we talked about this documentary, I was talking to the girl who was going to talk about the documentary.
Okay.
So she basically gave me the rundown of what she was going to say and what the documentary is about, which this is not sponsored or anything, obviously, wish it was. But there's a documentary that just came out recently on Netflix, and I think it's called Plastic Detox or The Plastic Detox. And it's a documentary about how we all have like microplastics in our bodies, and it talks about the big health impacts that this has on the big impacts it has on our health and especially on fertility.
I want to watch that.
And it shows how like it really affects men's fertility especially. And the documentary I think follows like six different couples that have they have like mysterious sort of fertility challenges. it's not very clear why the man's sperm is like not right and they're not able like to conceive a child. Mm-hmm. And they basically, through the movie, they follow these couples as they make a bunch of different like lifestyle changes, but especially eliminating plastic from their lives. And then it kind of makes you realize how much plastic is around us and is being used around us, and how bad it can be for, you know, for your health and for your body, but also for, you know, having children.
That's one of those documentaries that is really important for people to watch, because most of us don't even know that.
Well, I think people are having more and more conversations about it, and there's more knowledge coming out now. Like, that's why I don't want to get like takeout hot drinks, because they come out in these paper cups, but the paper cups are lined with this like plastic film.
People order hot drinks like takeout?
Yeah, like a coffee to go.
Oh, got you.
You know, like getting a hot coffee to go or like a tea to go.
Yeah.
I try my best to like not get that. If I want to get a coffee out or something, I'll get it for here.
Yeah, same.
Just because I've just been hearing more and more, like, same thing with if I'm going to get a tea, like a buy like a pack of tea bags, I want to make sure that the tea bags are not made with any sort of like plastic in the bags themselves, which a lot of them are. And it's crazy because I used to think that if a tea bag was made out of this sort of like, you guys know these like triangle tea bags, I would think it's like better quality. And it's so crazy because it's like not steeping plastic into hot water, which releases a bunch of the plastic into the water, and then you drink it. It's crazy. Yeah. And there's so many other things, from like cookware to just our environment.
We only have, I mean, we try to only use like wood for those things.
Yeah, we mostly only use wood. Silicone is different than plastic.
Yeah.
But anyway, so watch the documentary. I really want to watch it as well. But that was kind of like the first part of the event. So we were talking about that. We watched the trailer. The girl told us about it. And then we moved on to a different area of the space where we had a chef basically demo this recipe for us using the cookware. The event was about, was like hosted by a cookware company. And yeah, anyways, and then like the chef did a demo, and then she was like kind of cooking, and you guys know I love cooking, so I love anything that has to do with food. And mm-hmm. the chef is actually the winner of this Netflix show that was like a chef-y cooking competition.
Chef-y cooking.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of chefs are basically competing to win, like, I don't know if it was $1 million or $500,000, and she won.
Oh, shit.
So I watched the show. So I wasn't fangirling, but it was like one of the things that made me really want to go to the event, because she was hosting it. And then after that, you know, we were asking her questions about different things, and then we sat down for dinner, and then that's when it's a sit-down dinner. And usually that this type of event is much better of an experience, and it's much more worth going. Like, I got to meet, you know, the founder and CEO of the brand that was hosting the event.
That's always really nice.
You know, like I've never done that before. I got to, you know, like make a true connection and have a conversation. That never happens in most events. Most events is like, you don't even know who the owner is. They never really present themselves. There's never really a moment where, I don't know, there's like knowledge being shared or something.
It's just like a room, and they just kind of invite all these people. And then, see, but the thing that you don't like about that, because I don't really mind those events either, but
it's not intentional to me. I feel like I'm just a body in a room. And you just want me to like take a photo and tag you.
Yeah. Which is kind of like,
I want
tell me something.
Somebody to like, tell me something, make an activity, create an environment and a space that cultivates community and conversation.
Yeah, because I left my house, and if all you guys want is just, I don't know, like a tag on Instagram or something, it's What's the event even really about?
Yeah, I don't know. And it was really nice coming out of my shell and getting to have that experience yesterday. And I got to meet some really like cool people. And everybody was really nice. I just feel like it was informative. And it was a lovely time. And then we also got really good dinner that the chef made. And I just liked that it was also it was well structured. But anyways, as I was there, what were you doing besides listening to music? Because I assume you weren't just like listening to music all day.
No, I was actually working.
Okay.
Yeah, I was editing. I still have to finish my Mexico videos, I only have 2 hours and 15 minutes of footage, which is very short compared to all the other trips we took.
Okay.
The other trips we've taken this year and even last year were always above like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
But this one was like, 2 and 15
minutes.
But
it's also because you didn't film the whole time.
It's not, yes, but it's also because when I was filming, I was thinking about, I'm going to have to put this on the timeline on the computer. And one thing I hate is just seeing 7 hours of footage. That just means that's how much longer it's going to take you to edit the video.
Yeah.
So with 2 hours, it feels like, okay, cool. I filmed the essentials. I'm going to take a shot there. Do I want to talk about this thing? And then I just film and stop filming. But in the past, when I first started the YouTube channel, I would just let the camera run.
I still do that.
Or just talk randomly about some shit that's not even, you know what I mean? So I did better and I think the video is going to be really good.
Yeah, I also am still trying to edit mine and...
I think I'll do that on a plane on the way to Scotland.
Yeah. Well, when we get there, I'm going to be making like 2 videos. So... I kind of want to at least have 1 video out while I'm there.
Yeah.
But, I feel like there's nothing wrong with spending as much time as we do together.
All right. That was a topic.
And I really enjoy it. I think, Selena even said it. She said she was like, I kind of love the fact that you guys do spend so much time together because it kind of has become... not necessarily cool, but there was this whole thing going around like last year about an article that came out that said having a boyfriend is cringe or something, or it's uncool to have a boyfriend.
Who said that?
Yeah, it was a whole big article that came out from, I don't know if it was Vogue.
But why is that? How is that cringe?
Well, yeah, then there was this whole conversation. It was basically... it was hard. I honestly don't even know myself, but it was kind of I don't know if it was necessarily related to the whole conversation we had about, letting go of, as a woman, letting go of like your independence or anything, but it was more like being single is much more interesting than having a boyfriend or something like that.
What about the other way around?
Yeah, nobody's talking about that the way around. Because also the target audience for this is other women. It's not men.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see that. That didn't hit my algorithm
but
at all. So
what she was saying is that she thinks it's become like a little unpopular for people to actually like the people they're in a relationship with.
Like actually like them.
Yeah. It's like, I actually love my husband. And I have no issues and we have no problems.
And we have a great time together.
Yeah.
Like when we go somewhere, I'm always thinking like, this is like, I wouldn't want to do, obviously there's trips that I would love to take, maybe certain other people, whatever like that. But like,
I mean, is there?
It's yeah, for sure. But with you, it's more fun. Something about going on a trip with your partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, is that you guys are planning to live this life together for a very long time, hopefully, and seeing and experiencing new things for the first time with your partner. I think there's something like so special about that.
Yeah.
And those are memories that we'll always have. I mean, we're going to have videos and photos of, whatever, but it's fun.
Yeah. Like but
Scotland
even like
right
day-to-day,
now,
even day-to-day life. It's like I never get I never get tired of you because we're also, when we spend time together, like, it's never, I don't know. We just really be, like, together all the time. We go from here to there. We go to the store. Then we do this. Then we do that. But it's almost like we're just living life. This is just our default.
Yeah.
This is just, like, what we're doing. We're like sharing our lives together. We're supporting each other. You're part of a team.
Yep.
You know? So I don't even feel any type of way.
I just shook my head. That's why I was, like, quiet for a second there because I responded with my head nod.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to the point where sometimes we don't realize that we've been together for that entire time until one of us says, like, damn, we really be just together all day, every day. But we don't say it in a negative way. It's just kind of realizing that. But
it's like, damn, I've only seen you and only talked to you.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, that's just, like, what's normal for us and what feels good for us. And everybody is different. And I do understand...
But it's
if
been like
somebody
that.
Does feel like they want to, you know, have like time away from each other.
But then also getting or wanting time away from your partner doesn't mean that you love them any less or that your relationship is any less good than people who don't. You know, it's just
it's a case by case basis, but I definitely don't like the whole sentiment that was kind of going around, I guess, how it's like out of the ordinary to actually like the person that you share your life with.
Like, what do you mean?
It's kind of like, what are you talking about?
Should we experiment more time alone, like specifically physically time alone, and seeing kind of what that does, you know?
I mean, like, for what?
I don't know.
Like, it's unnecessary.
You just want to go everywhere together, huh?
No, it's just like, we'll just be together when we're together. And then when we do our own thing, we do our own thing.
Like,
I do think
if I want to go play tennis, I'm going to play with Elliot.
Yeah. And I also think maybe like in the summer, we have more time apart because we also just both end up doing more stuff individually.
Remember that 1 year you went to Romania and I did not go with you and it was like maybe 3 weeks and that felt like, it was the first week, I really felt it, like I felt the absence.
Mm-hmm.
But then like, you kind of like get used to it. But we still text and FaceTime, but not as much because
I don't really like calling.
You're over there with your family, so, you know, that's why I wasn't bothering you too much. Like, hey, babe, look at what I'm doing. Like, I wasn't doing any of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it gives you a lot of time to reflect when you're by yourself for a while.
There is something about being by yourself, yeah.
Yeah, like, which is cool, and I think that everybody needs that every once in a while, but...
I don't know what happens, but when you go somewhere, and I know you're going to be gone for like a while.
What's a while?
I don't know, like 3 hours.
Okay.
And and I have the apartment to myself, and I know like I have some good hours to do whatever.
Yeah,
something
do you do?
About it is like, I don't do anything different, but it's nice to get uninterrupted alone time in your home. Because if I want to have like alone time, I can go to a coffee shop. I can do an activity by myself. And it's by myself.
Yeah.
But I don't get to be at home by myself that often.
I do be annoying sometimes.
No, but it's not even that. It's about just like not having anyone else's presence around you. There's no potential of your alone time being interrupted.
Yeah, like you can really do and think about whatever you want and nobody will interrupt you.
And I can only imagine that once we do have a kid, that will exponentially become a huge difference. Because when it's like mommy needs alone time at home specifically,
you're going
to
feel that.
You need to take our baby for a walk and I need some time to just be at home by myself.
Yeah.
That's going to be a real thing.
Or you go on a walk. How about you go on a walk, huh? Since you need some shit.
I mean, yeah. Of course. But like, there is something about being at home by yourself.
Yeah.
But that's kind of it, you guys.
That's kind of it. This was straight freestyle. No board, no notes. I think I like these episodes a lot better.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Scotland episode on location.
Me too.
We're going to give you guys a nice update on where we at, what we've been doing. And then, of course, we'll do like a kind of same as we did for Mexico. We'll do another recap of the Mexico, of the Scotland trip when we actually get back to New York.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It crossed my mind, but I we might not do a Scotland WTJ meetup because I don't think we have any listeners.
And also this is a work trip, so there's a very specific like itinerary built out, so I don't even know if we could do a meetup.
But I'm excited for all the activities. I'm excited to try some scotch.
Some scotch.
I'm going to have to edit that part out. But yeah, and that's it. Are we going to like do anything with, like, are we going to be with a group? We're not going to be with a group,
right?
No, we're by ourselves. It's nice.
We are going on a ghost tour.
I don't know what that's about.
Me neither.
Like, I'm not into the whole that. I mean, is it? I don't know.
We'll see what it is.
But either way, we're doing all that shit.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. It's gonna be very exciting, fun trip.
What do we want? What do we want in the comments? Like,
I think we already mentioned through the episode many different comments. If you're from Scotland, let us know. There was another one I forgot. I feel like in the episode I said something about comment down below if you.
You said that at some point, but we'll see.
Yeah, comment. You know what's up?
Yeah, just
what's going on.
Just say whatever you want. We have another Patreon episode. Yo, it's so crazy how close we are to the end of season 4.
I feel it.
And on Patreon, we also have almost 100 full video episodes on Patreon. So it's like
that means that we've made almost 300.
What'd you say?
That means that we've made almost 300. Wait, no. Yeah, 300 episodes. Yeah,
200 from these, the main pod.
Right. And 100 from Patreon.
Yeah. So we're like 3 episodes away from hitting that. So very exciting times at the WTJ headquarters. Yeah, that's it. I gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go. But thanks for listening as always. And hopefully you enjoyed today's episode.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. I love a little chitty chat.
Yeah, like we didn't even know we were going to talk about the stuff that we talked about, but usually somehow this, it kind of made the episode, you know, when you just don't know what you talk about.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like not recommended. If you have a podcast, you should know what you want to talk about.
I mean, we had a little bit of an idea.
A little bit.
Okay, you guys. Bye.
Bye. What did you say? Bye.
Are you done?
I watched this reel on Instagram and this guy went to a coffee shop and he was like, hey, how are you? I would love to get a coffee. And then the girl is like, okay, what size? And then he was like, grande. And then she was like, why do you talk like that? And then he was like, what do you mean? and then he just kept saying how, like, why do, like, people talk like that? It's annoying.
Yeah, but it's a very specific girl that talks like that.
Yeah, and then he kept on talking like her and she was so annoyed.
I would love to see that video.
Okay, bye guys.
Okay, bye.